What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is on the WBEN Lifeline this morning at looking at what's happening around the country. Chicago and Boston, Dave, are bracing for immigration enforcement surges in those cities, with border czar Tom Homan signaling that a wider federal crackdown is coming. What is the expectation?
Yeah, and in Chicago season, this is already underway with at least federal officials, federal agents, and Boston definitely on the radar. Baltimore, there could be other cities as well. Bottom line is that the Trump administration has made it very clear that this is not going to be an action that is just limited to Los Angeles. And of course, here in Washington, D.C., a big question right now is whether this is going to be federal law enforcement only. Is it going to be limited? And is the National Guard going to get involved as well? So there are still some open questions that are being asked, but not necessarily being answered in full. Meanwhile, the governors of those states and local officials are apoplectic. They don't want to see a massive influx of National Guardsmen coming to their town. They have pushed back, especially J.B. Pritzker, who, mind you, is a Democrat and may have presidential aspirations himself in 2028. He's been incredibly vocal and very high profile in terms of that pushback. So expect this to be something that's going to be a little bit of a different scenario than we've seen in Washington, D.C., where the local mayor here in D.C., Muriel Bowser, has largely been working with the Trump administration and has not necessarily had a high-profile pushback in the way that we may see elsewhere.
Was that a change in tone, though? Because maybe I'm confusing it with some of these other cities. There's, you know, it's been so much across the country, Dave, but I feel like at the start, it was a different tune from D.C. About this federal takeover.
Yeah, to an extent, and it depends on who you're talking to and who's doing the talking. Mayor Muriel Bowser has, again, largely been working with the Trump administration. She's had some critiques along the way, but nothing that amounts to, hey, get out of here, leave, we don't want you. That's just not been the case. Now, navigating this in Washington, D.C. is obviously very different than in other cities, in that D.C. has kind of a strange scenario situation. And that it is a municipality, it is a city, but it's also a federal district that ultimately Congress has control over and supersedes the mayor and the city council in its power. So without getting into the technical details of municipal governance in Washington, D.C., it does make for a more difficult situation for any mayor of D.C. to work with the federal government if there's some friction between the two.
The next question is, how far away is New York City from this?
Another big question, and I think a question that New York City is asking itself and lots of other cities across the country, which is, are we going to be next? And if so, to what extent? Mind We've already seen plenty of action from ICE, for example, in cities all across the country. It's not as if this hasn't been happening elsewhere. In fact, it has been to a greater degree than we've seen it in decades in some places. But again, that big question looms of to what extent? How big is it going to be? How sustained an effort is this going to be? And who is going to be involved? Is it just going to be immigration enforcement? Are there going to be other federal law enforcement agencies involved? Mind you, there are dozens and dozens of different federal law enforcement agencies. We've seen this here in Washington, D.C., where you have DEA officials patrolling the streets, various other agencies. I mean, Amtrak has its own police force. you don't think of these agencies, but yet they're playing policing roles that go far beyond what they typically do and jurisdiction that they typically have. So New York City, the idea that that would happen there, it's being talked about, but it's definitely not the focus at this point of Donald Trump and the White House in the way that Chicago in particular is.
Okay. Does this, you know, this decision on New York City, does it play into the mayoral race or vice versa? Does the mayoral race play into what the president's decision might be?
They're inextricably linked, and that at this point is theoretical as to how that will play out, but you almost can't have a conversation about one without having a conversation about the other. Donald Trump himself is too delighted to have a conversation about both of them. And so, yeah, absolutely. I don't think that there's going to be any situation where the two aren't talked about almost in the same breath, at least from politicians in Washington, D.C., either Republicans or Democrats.
Then there's also a Supreme Court ruling yesterday that cleared the way for President Trump's administration to resume those immigration raids in L.A.
Yeah, at least temporarily. So that this seems to the Supreme Court just another decision in a litany of decisions that have been favorable to the Trump administration. Donald Trump hasn't always gotten what he wants from the Supreme Court, but in this situation, he definitely has. And, you know, Amy Coney Barrett, for example, was on Fox News just last night and talking about all sorts of different topics. And she seems to be a key figure in all of this, somebody who is willing to sometimes steer a little bit left of the rest of the court and oftentimes joining the right side of the court, a Trump appointee, of course. So keep an eye on her very, very closely, in addition to, of course, John Roberts, who was born in Buffalo, as a lot of people forget.
Well, Dave, as always, thanks for the time. Great to talk with you. Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, joining us live here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.